110. We're starting today a new siman, siman tof kuf nun. Tikein. We're going to now be misaking the entire world. Can't even solve smallest problem. You're going to be misaking all the world's problems? Okay, that's a joke. That was just a joke to wake you all up. Just a joke to wake you all up. Simen Tikun, Tov Kuf Nun, Halacha Aleph. Hakol Chayavim Lis'anois Dalit Tzomos. What is the Tzomos about? Hevdol Bein Sheyesh Bein Tisha B'Av L'Sha'arei Tzomos. The difference between Tisha B'Av and the other four fast days. So here we go. Hakol Chayavim Lis'anois. Everyone has the obligation to fast Dalit Tzomos. Halalu V'Asol Lifritz Geder. No one is allowed to decide, it's not for me, I'm not going to fast Shilas V'Tamuz, I'm not going to fast Tzim Gedal, I'm not going to fast Asar B'Teves, it's forbidden, V'afilu Achol Yenayim, even if someone has pain in his eyes, V'matayimus Lo Yikalkil Enof, if the fast will not cause his eyes to get worse, he must fast. V'chein Kol Bal Mechush, in Enam Meha Mechoshim, She'es Atayimus Koshelohem, anyone that's not feeling well, if the fast does not affect their health, kamo mechushe halei v'harosh, someone who has heartburn. I don't know what it means, mechushe halei, that can be many, many things. I have no doubt in my mind, anyone who has a heart condition today, the doctor will tell them don't fast. I have no doubt about that. So this has to be obviously adjusted based upon the medical knowledge of today. And also today we have much weaker, much more sensitive, much more delicate than ever before. V'harosh, or the head, yis'anu, they have to fast. The uborois, umenikois, however, a woman who is pregnant or a woman who is nursing, lo yisanu b'cholakim b'tzemos levad mitish b'av, they do not need to fast the three fast days other than tish b'av. A woman who is pregnant nursing, she gets away with it. Amma, hanashim habriois, women who are healthy, nohagu l'hachmer b'gim b'tzemos, they have to fast the three fast days, there's no excuse. Afagav the tiny sagasham osulhem l'hachmer, kemashe kosav, even though when it comes to a fast for rain, let's say there is a situation when it has not rained in a long time and there is no produce and there is a sakana that it might not be any produce. So there the halach is, a woman is not allowed to fast. They are permitted to fast. Women are permitted. He writes here in the beginning as a steer. First he writes over here is that they should fast. Okay, nohagu. Look at the terms, how he describes it. He first starts out by saying nohagu, and then he goes on and he says rashos. Okay, the custom is that women do fast, they're permitted to fast, lahachmer l'amam amam kishamitzaros harbe, also lohen lahachmer, but when they are in a lot of pain, then they are not allowed to fast. Al pi shelo yeh b'zeh sakana lo, oyel lahavlad. Even if it's not going to be a sakana for a woman who is in pain. So over here he's referring to women. So he's referring to women that are
pregnant
with a nurse. But first, but he goes on to say, I mean, I guess he means women who are healthy or brios and are pregnant.
Right.
So he says over here that women who are pregnant, they're permitted, and the custom is that they do fast unless they're in pain. If they're in pain, then they should not fast. V'chein Hacholosh v'gufo lo yachmer lov l'sanos levad mi tish b'av. Person that's very, very weak, the only time you have to fast is tish b'av. Okay, so this is the basic halacha. I know for a fact that among certain chassidim, I have some relatives.
Women
don't fast. They don't fast. I was shocked. I was almost.
Even I saw already some people like that. I don't know.
They don't fast. They have no kufman. I was even more shocked that they don't go to the sukkah. Certain chassidim, the women, they don't go into the sukkah, period.
Yeah.
I was trying to persuade one of my relatives, come into the sukkah.
Yeah.
Sukkahs. So, they don't. They have all different set of minhagim. Over here, this Aruch HaShulchan, this is his... is mahal. Okay, it's based. The gimel tzama salalim mutarim berachitza v'sichus v'sandal. If you fast, you're allowed to bathe, you're allowed to smear oil, you're allowed to wear shoes. V'tash mishamita v'ein tzoch lahavsik b'chem be'bod yom, and you don't have to stop when it v'ein tzoch lahavsik b'chem be'bod yom, and the night and eating at night, when Shkia comes, you can continue eating. The fast begins only in the morning. The Einha Idna Tainis Siba Rak Tisha B'Av. The only real Tainis Siba we have in our day and age is Tisha B'Av. V'cholat Tzomos Halalu In Cholul Yos B'Shabbos. V'im Chol Yos B'Shabbos. In the fast, it falls out on Shabbos. Madichin Oysan Ad La'achar HaShabbos. We push until Sunday. V'lom Oloi Makdinim. Why do we make the Tainis on Friday or on Thursday? Lifnei Shabbos, Kibetainis Esther, Mishom Diakdume Puranisa Loi Makdiminan. We don't bring trouble upon ourselves early. We're not allowed to be Makdim Puranis. Being that the Dalit Tzomos are all fast days of Tsar, they all represent, they commemorate a tragic event, so we do not bring the tragic event upon us prematurely. Whereas, Tainis Esther is not a commemoration of a tragic event. We would think it is. We would think it is a commemoration because there was a very great gezerah, lahashmi laharab. However, nothing happened. It was only a gezerah. So therefore, we don't really commemorate the tragedy. It's a day of teshuva. It's primarily a day to repent. Just like they repented in Purim, the time of Purim, it was day of Teshuva. So Teshuva, you can be mocked and you can bring upon yourself prematurely the day before. But these fast days are primarily Puranas, and that's why we are not mocked. This itself is a very big topic of discussion. If it's really because of doing Teshuva, why then do we lain by Yechal? The only reason why you lain by Yechal is because Teshuva. It should not be the proper laning. The proper laning, if you bring it because of Purana, should be the Toichacha. And indeed, in earlier times, in earlier generations, the Kriya Satorah that was read on Atainis was not Vayichal. They would lain various sections of the Torah that relate to the Toichacha. Toichacha and Parshas Devarim, or Bechukosai, or even other different sections. And yet, for some mysterious reason, that has changed over the last couple of hundred years, and we lain Vayichal in Kisisa, which is purely focused on doing teshuva. So we got a problem. If the time is really teshuva, and this is really discussed, and the Sefer HaYesteh Ma'ariv Simul, he discussed this at great length, if the teshuva, the time is really because of teshuva, then why is it we should be permitted to be makdim? When Shavuos and Betamis falls out on Shabbos, which it does in many years, we should make the time is on Thursday. Why do we push it off until Sunday? Why other fast days also can fall out on Shabbos? Why do we push it forward, not backwards? So the proof is, if we're learning Vayichal, that's an indication that it's really days of Teshuvah. You want to say we're commemorating a Tzara? Well, we discussed yesterday that the Psukim of the Tzoyim HaRavi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShiri, Tzoyim HaSiri was bottle. Once the Beis Hamidrash was built, the Bayis Sheni was built, the entire Gezerah, the mitzvah saseh of the Nevi'im, according to some opinions, is bottle. And what we do Bizman HaZeh is nothing more than a minhag. And the minhag is primarily focused on doing teshuvah, not on commemorating, specifically focusing on the commemoration of the Tzara. So then it would be a very big problem. The fact that we, on the one hand, lain vayichal, but on the other hand, still follow the principle that we do not bring it upon ourselves earlier, but we wait until tomorrow, until the next Shabbos, teaches us that there are two dimensions in the Dalit Tzomos. Mitzad Echad, it is still a bona fide commemoration of the Tzara, which gives support to what Aruch HaShulchan said we learned yesterday, is that we still hold to some degree that it's a mitzvah asay from the Nevi'im. The mitzvah asay is not bottle, just because there was a hefsek of building the Bayis Sheni, it's not bottle. But mitzvah sheni, we also take that into consideration that maybe it is bottle, and therefore the Kriyas HaTorah is teshuva. So the Dalit Tzomos are extremely complex. There are Tzvei Dinim, the Lomdash Tainus. There's an element of Puranus, and that is manifested in the fact that we push it off until Sunday. And there is an element of teshuva, like Tainis Esther, and that's why we don't lain anymore in our day and age the Toichacha. We lain Vayichal, and we say Aneinu Hashem Aneinu Yom Tzom Tam Senu, and we focus on doing teshuva. It's two different dimensions.
There's no conflict.
Why can't there be conflict? No, it's either all or nothing. That's a principle that you find in halacha many times. Man is, don't try not to confuse the person. Give a person only one task. Men have a very hard time multitasking. Women, they have done studies. Women are phenomenal. They're very good at multitasking. Women can talk on the phone, can chew gum, can do the laundry, can run a business, and manage to be mechanech their children all at the same time. A man can't even do the laundry and chew gum at the same time. Okay, a woman at the same time, typical woman, the same time they're on the phone, they're cooking, doing the laundry, putting their children to sleep, and they're also running a business. They're also running a business on. They're also taking care of some work from emails from at work, and they're doing like five things at the same time. You ever see a man do five things at the same time? Never. A man can't even do more than one thing. Okay, right now I have to deal with my clients. I have to deal with it. Right now I have to go and deal with this issue. Men have a very, it's a mitzvah. This is a fact. Boom. Men have a very hard time multitasking. Women have a very easy time on it. It's the way Hashem made man and woman. So you tell them over here, why can't we have both at the same time? Have, it's a tainus, it's a tshuva, a day of tshuva, and it's a day of paranus. It's too many things to handle.
Tainus Esther,
only tshuva. Yeah.
Tainus Esther on Shabbos, we can't go to the next day because it's Purim.
Tainus Esther, theoretically, if Tainus Esther would be Shabbos, it would be Shabbos. So we can't.
Go back to Thursday.
So then you can do it after Purim. Because in fact, in ancient times, Tainus Esther was not the day before Purim. They did Tainus Esther at the end of the month. Tainus after Purim, yep. In the time of Chazal, Tainus Esther was done at the end of Chodesh Adar, right before Chodesh Nisan. If you can't, if Purim has to be on Sunday, you're right, if Purim has to be on Sunday, so do Tainus Esther on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, whatever. Push it ahead.
So Erev Yom Kippur should be after Yom Kippur.
No, Erev Yom Kippur is a calendar day. Tainus Esther is a commemoration. Right. It's either a commemoration of an event. It was a Mulchama. There was the Mulchama taking place on that day, Erev Purim. Or it's just a day Chazal told us to do tshuva. If you're coming to commemorate the tragedy, you're not allowed to be makdim puronisa loy makdim minan. So if there must be a commemoration, so we'll commemorate it in the future. Oh, we can't commemorate it tomorrow? The same way you don't do it on Shabbos, because Shabbos you don't do it, so you don't do it on Sunday either. You do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You'll push it off. The fact that we push it back shows us that it's not primarily a commemoration of tragedy, it's a day of teshuva. And doing two things, like we really do two things, that's not so simple. Why we should have a holiday where we commemorate two things at the same time? You know, you can destroy the whole Yadis like that. We'll have one day in the year, we'll commemorate the Nani Akavod, we'll sit in the sukkah, we'll eat matzah, and we'll shake, and we'll learn, we'll stay alone up, stay up the whole night, and eat cheese blintzes and sukkah. We'll do everything in one shot. Everything in one shot. That's not Yadis. Each thing gets its own day and section. It's a chiddush that indeed, when it comes to a tainus, we do combine two different dimensions which are very different. Let's go further. We're in the middle of your oizbeis. On the last word of the line, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. However, lefi hakaviyah shalanu, according to our calendar, ef shalios asar b'teves b'shabbos, it's impossible. The rak bi erev Shabbos, yochol asur b'teves lochol. That's only when it can fall out. We also differ from mesan and bo. And indeed, we do fast. We fast asur b'teves on Friday. Umashlim in the current vayichal. We are mashlim. We fast all the way until the end of. That's how our custom is. We fast all the way until Shabbos begins. The current vayichal baboyker uva mincha. The af agav the anshei ma'amid lohayu current bi erev Shabbos b'mincha. Even though the anshei ma'amid did not read bi erev Shabbos b'mincha, the make for the Shabbos. I want to talk about that a little today. That this week's parasha we deal with korbanos and one of the mukaris of the mamadis. We know that Klal Yisrael was divided into the kohanim were divided into 24 groups, just like they had 24 groups. The Levim had 24 groups, and they rotated. Everyone, every mishmar worked in the Beis Hamikdash 1 week. So in addition to the Kohanim having the Mamadas, where they rotated, every 24 weeks you were on call, on duty, and you only worked one day, and each of the Mishmar was itself divided into 6 different parts. The Levim also were divided into 24 groups, and you were on call every 24 weeks. The Yisraelim were also divided into 24 groups, and every 24 groups you were called up for Miluim. You were called up. What did you do? You called up to come to the Beis HaMikdash and to fast and to daven. They would stand in the Ezras Noshim. I don't know how they fit some of the people there.
All the Yisrael, every single
every single member of Klal Yisrael, if you were in Yisrael, you were put into one of 24 groups. There was a system, obviously, which shevet you came from, which family you came from, and you were in one of 24 groups, and there was a rotation. Every 24 weeks, your group had a duty to show up at the Beis HaMikdash and arrive at the headquarters of the Ma'amados. And what did you do for 7 days or 6 days? So you would daven, and 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you would fast. 4 days in a row you had to fast. Isn't that, that's pretty hard. 4 days at night you get to eat. But think about fasting today. Can you imagine fasting 4 days in a row? 4 days in a row you fast from the morning until the evening, and you daven the whole day. You say Tehillim, and they lane, then they special Kriya Satara from Chumash Bereshis. All of the details are recorded at the end of Masechta Tainis. Okay, so therefore, he's making the following observation, that in the Beis HaMikdash, they laned every single day, not Sunday, they laned also by Mincha. But if you were in the Ma'amados, Mincha, Erev Shabbos, there was no laning. In the Beis HaMikdash, on Friday, there was no fasting. You don't fast Sunday, and you don't fast Friday. The reason why you don't fast Sunday is because it's too difficult to go from the extreme of Shabbos into fasting. Too much of an extreme change. It's not healthy. So Sunday there was no fasting, and Friday it's Erev Shabbos. It's not a call for Shabbos to fast Erev Shabbos. So he's asking the question, if they don't fast in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Shabbos, so why then are we allowed to fast Erev Shabbos Asara B'Teves? The answer is, it's a one-time deal. One-time deal you can do. The Ma'amados was every single week. So every single week, that it's not Bakovedik, it's not proper to have a system in place where you fast every Erev Shabbos. But to fast once in a while, Asar B'Tavis does not fall out every single year on Friday. It falls out only occasionally. So once in a while, we can bend the rules and you can go and you can fast on Friday.
Only
the people who are the Ma'amados. Only the group. Only
nowadays,
we don't do this. No Ma'amados is on Azeh. We don't have it. That's a special fast. That's a special fast of Tainus B'Chorim. That's a special fast. That's the firstborn. The firstborn's fast because they were speared from. That's an entirely different category of fasting. Right. You have the Dalet Tzomos. Yeah. You have Yom Kippur. And you have Chav Sivan. And you have Tainus Esther. And you have Tainus Bechirin. You're right. So, yeah, you know, there are many different types of fast days. And then there's a Yahrzeit. Will the Shulchan Aruch says he's supposed to fast Zayin Adar. He's supposed to fast Zayin Adar. And he's supposed to fast also, I think, even Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? Rosh Chodesh is the Yahrzeit of Bnei Nadav Avihu, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's a whole list of fast days in Shulchan Aruch which, for whatever reason, we don't observe. He really also says 3 days in a row. Ches, Tes, and Yud. 3 days in a row you're supposed to fast according to Shulchan Aruch. No one fasts, no one can handle it. Can handle the rodeo burger. You know what I'm talking about? It's a commercial on television for
how many years ago?
The rodeo burger, probably 10 years ago, 15 years ago. The rodeo burger. Look it up on YouTube. Look it up on YouTube. Can handle the rodeo burger. Look for that commercial. Next, EF Sholios. Homework.
Before I'm tired.
After you finish the Shach and Taz. New generation. New job. I'm corrupting all of you. I'm corrupting it. They're going to put me in Cherem soon. Okay. EF Sholios Asar B'Teves B'Shabbos. V'rak be'erev Shabbos yochal asar b'teves rak be'erev Shabbos yochal asar b'teves lochal v'oz masanim bo, and then you can fast. U'mashlimin v'koren v'yichal b'ok v'mincha v'yav gav dan shei ma'amid lo ho yukoren be'erev Shabbos v'mincha b'mnei shkavet Shabbos k'disa b'tainis v'zeh b'mnei shlo ho yu masanim be'erev Shabbos. You don't fast as not derech eres derech Shabbos kim v'vur shom mash ein kein b'tainis sibur. That's only for a select group. The group who appeared there in the Beis HaMikdash, part of that Maimed, who was supposedly was 1/24th of Klal Yisrael, I guess not everyone showed up. I guess people had deferments. Okay, people were busy, not everyone showed up. Betain the Sibu, the whole Klali Yisrael, then we make an exception. V'yo the Shom Haisa b'chol Shavua, that was the answer I told you before, is that there it's every single week. There Chazal did not want to enter each affairs every single week. Aval b'kan, Nikrahu, it's only occasionally, it's only a one-shot deal. B'harbe Shom, once in a couple of years. V'ein oimrim b'mincha viduyim, you don't say Erev Shabbos viduyim, v'avinu malkeinu. You don't say these things when the fast day is on Erev Shabbos. That's right. Here's Aval Aneinu. But you do say Aneinu. V'im chupa b'yoy matainis v'Erev Shabbos. Let's say someone's getting married on Erev Shabbos. Asara b'teves. So this was done in Europe. They bechlal, they generally got married on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, so they can save the expense of having a photographer, because you can't take pictures on Shabbos.
Friday night.
The meal, and the photographer, and the video. And
the band,
right?
The
all
band?
These the goyim, they had goyim play. They hired goyim to play Friday night, so that they don't save money on. But the goyim is cheaper. If you hire a Jewish band, it's more expensive. So you save money on the band. You save money on the band also. What else do you save money on? Anything else? Okay, I guess you don't have to give presents. You don't have to give any presents because you can't carry, right? Okay, v'im v'chup b'yoy matayinis v'erev Shabbos mehagim l'spal mincha. Okay, he's going over here to sugyas of Asher B'teves. Mehagim l'spal mincha v'lekores v'ichal. Okay, v'chup is chal b'yoy matayinis. So therefore, you mispalel mincha and you read v'ichal. V'achar kach oisin hachupa v'lo yishtu hachosin v'yakal m'yakos. They don't drink from the kosher bracha. Bar priagofen ki tzrichim lisanes ad ha'erev until the evening. The yishtu tinoikos hakois, you give the cup to little children. So under the chuppah, when the mesader kedushin says baruch atah Hashem kedem lecholam bar priagofen, and then he makes the bracha, and then he makes the bracha asher, and so then instead of giving it to the chosen kala to drink, they give it to little children to drink. Just like we're not fasting, just like you do when there's a bris milah on a tainis. There's a bris milah on Yom Kippur. A bris milah on any of the four fast days. So who drinks the wine? Who do you give the wine to? A little child, because the Baal Dei are not allowed, they're fasting. Another example, let's say you have a bris milah on Sukkos, and you're making the bris milah outside of the sukkah. Okay, it's not always practical to make the bris milah in the sukkah. Okay, ever go to bris milah on Sukkos? I'm sure it happens. It has to be someone's born on Sukkos, yeah. Right? Someone's born. So where's the bris? So they make the bris in the shul or somewhere, so when they come to Bari Priya Gofen, who's going to drink the wine? If it's raining, then you can drink the wine, because anyway you can't drink the sukkah. But let's say it's not raining, and you're making the bris meal in the Beis HaKnesses, so you can't drink the wine, you have to give the wine to a child to drink. Okay? So this is something to keep in mind. Some people, they make the bris in the sukkah. Possibly, theoretically, yes. I guess it's the same thing. Yes. Okay, so you bring the woman into the shul, and just don't take pictures. And put them in the paper. But yes, you can bring the woman. Yes, l'chari shouldn't be any different. V'yishtu tinoikos hakois v'kol tchim k'shachal l'tainis b'shiva asimia mishte. Certainly, if the tainis is during the shabracha, shem chuyavim l'stanis, you have to fast. There's no excuse there for this. Also, no l'maisa, shivas b'tamos, on shivas b'tamos, if it was a Sheva Brachas, the Chasen Kala have to fast. And all the other things, or Yartzeit, Avul Yartzeit, Lo Yisana B'Shiva Asimei HaMishteh, Ayin Taz. Let's say a Chasen is a Yasin, or he's missing one of his parents. Okay, so the Yartzeit of the parent is during the Sheva Brachas, so he does not, and normally it's his custom to fast on the Yartzeit of his relative, and now he is Mitoch the Sheva Brachas, so he does not have to fast. V'daki Tisha B'av Yud Zayin B'Tammuz V'tzoyim Gedalia E'efshar L'chol B'Erev Shabbos. It's impossible. This thing that we just discussed only relative to only Nogea Asara B'Teves, but these 3 days, Tisha B'av, Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and Tzoyim Gedalia, it's not relevant because it cannot point out calendar, it could never happen. E'efshar L'chol B'Erev Shabbos Ki L'fi K'vias Shalanu. Halacha Gimel Medina Ein Isra V'chitza B'chamim B'chol Gimel HaTzoyimus Mikra Adin. There is no prohibition to wash with hot water on the Gimel Tzoyimus. You're not allowed to wash with hot water on the three fast days. So we call Mokka Minag L'Esor Rak Erev Shabbos. Okay, there's no you're allowed to go take a shower on the kibbutz. Sometimes we come back about minig le'asar. The minig is not to. The minig is not to take a shower, not to bathe. It's not halach. It's a minig during take a shower. If you don't need to, if you're not sick, there's no reason to, just to save time, you're allowed to on the Dalit Tzemus, on the Shavuos V'Tammuz, we already passed through that. Rak be'erev Shabbos, rechatzim mechan me'kvod HaShabbos, the exception of Sar B'Teves, that's Chaliyos be'erev Shabbos, so you want to bathe l'chavoyit Shabbos, that is permitted. Aval b'tzoynein in mina klal, with regard to a cold shower, that is permitted. V'yachal lirchoitz b'tzoynin, you're allowed to wash in cold water on the dalet tzoymoitz, v'chein l'hazia b'merchatz, you're allowed to go to a sauna, shvitz. Gam kein mutter, de'ein ze tanug, it's not a tanug, illa hasaras tsar, zeya, going for a shvitz is only to take away the pain of sweat, or if you're cold, a cold shower, you take away sweat. The very big shayla, which is not so clear, is Nogea Camps is going swimming. Are you allowed to take the children to go swimming on Shavasar?
Swimming instructional swim
on Shavasar B'Tammuz. So there are different minhagim. Some camps, technically it's mutter, especially if you're doing it instruction, right? You're doing it to teach. It's a skill. And when do you have an opportunity to teach them? Every day counts. Summer is so short. How many days are you going to teach children how to swim? It's a very important skill they have to know for life. So, im lo yachshav im osai. So it's mutter. It's bathing. It's not bathing. It's cold water. You have a heated pool. I mean, what camp has a heated pool? I don't know about that. They don't heat the pools. They're out. Maybe heated pool. Maybe it's not even that. Who says it's even after? So, however, I saw this in the books, in the article books, wherever it says that many poskim say it's not in the spirit of the day. It's
a
not
very hot day. We were in camp.
Oh, very hot day could be exceptional.
I know. They said Ramosha told the kids
even Tisha B'Av. Even
Tisha B'Av.
I heard a mice. My mother told me this. Is that it was mamish? It was mamish. It wasn't Tisha B'Av. Sorry, it was Tisha B'Av. The 9 days. Not right. I'm sorry. You're right. It was the 9 days. In the 9 days, and Rav Moshe was matter. They were matter.
Was the guys who didn't want to go and.
There was no air conditioning in those days. There was no air conditioning. Even the 9 days. Dealing with children, and it's 9 days, and it was very, very 100 degrees, and there's no air conditioning, and the kids, there's nothing to do with the kids. They drive me crazy. You got to give them some activity. So Rav Moshe was matter. In many situations, they're not doing it for time. They're not doing it. The degree of sakonath in a shallow pool is not... It's not all that dangerous. You're not going out to the ocean. You're going over in a little child's pool, these little inflatable things they have. So someone's washing them.
He didn't like the sea of
inflation. What?
That's what I said. He didn't like the sea of inflation. That's what he didn't like. Yeah.
That enough. Okay. So therefore, it's that halacha lemaisa. Every camp has a different policy with regard to going swimming during Shavasar B'Tammuz. Yesterday, go call up the camp. Whatever they do. Probably today we live in such a right-wing world. I imagine, and they have so many activities. Someone said to me, you're calling it camp? You don't send your children to camp in the summer anymore. You send them to a hotel. What are you talking about? Where have you been? And someone said, they go to hotels. You know what they have over there? What's going on over there? In the mountains? Well, it's not like in my day, I don't know, the bunks, what they look like. Oh boy, they'd be condemned.
They say that even like yeshivas.
What?
My son says that about the MTA.
Yeah.
They take them on trips, they go on weekends. He said, what is this?
It's a whole new world.
It's not high school, it's high school camp.
It's camp, exactly. The seminaries. You go to seminary for a year, the girls' seminary, so you go to seminary to start to learn. You don't even leave the building. Now it's not you're going to, you're going for the experience. And the experience includes touring and going to Poland also, and oh, you throw that also, and you go to the Mekomis HaKadoshim. Yeah, you also learn, you take a course here and there, you learn a little Ramban, you learn a little Lusu, a little Shir. It's an entirely different world today. So today, I would imagine, I'm assuming, based upon the fact that I do know that there are places that say that it's not in the spirit of the law that you should go swimming on Shavuos B'Tammuz. It's not bathing, it's cold water, and cold water, it says, L'chatil is mutter, but so you shouldn't do it, and especially today when they have, there's so many other activities that they can do to keep you busy. Seemingly, I would imagine they don't do it today. Okay, let's.
Cold water is not considered bathing.
It's right. It's not. It's not. It's mutter. Cold water. It says lachatilah is mutter.
Cold water. If you take a cold shower.
Mutter on Shabbos or no? There's another issue. Bathing your entire body. There are two issues. Issue number one is hot water. Issue number two is the entire body. The entire body. So, the entire body in cold water is bathing. That's a problem. And therefore, why? Because you're going to use a towel. Yeah, a towel to dry yourself. That's the main reason. You might come to use a towel to dry yourself and to squeeze water. So bathing your entire body in cold water is a problem. If you only wash part of your body or one part of your body at a time, and even with hot water, as long as you're not turning on the hot water on Shabbos, even that in many instances is mutter. So there are two issues on Shabbos. There's bathing the entire body, and then there's using hot water. So if each one has its set of rules, and in Chadami there are hechitims. A person needs to bathe. Mikvah is a different issue. Mikvah is a different issue. And in Chadami, a hot mikvah is technically asa. The whole world does it. Everyone does it. Why do everyone do it? I don't know why, but the whole world, the olam is makel to go into a hot mikvah. A hot mikvah on Shabbos technically would be also because you're bathing your entire body in hot water. So you're violating two things together.
You're not bathing the lower side.
So you're saying you're not bathing, you're doing the shame mitzvah, and you're going to be careful not to squeeze the towel. I know all the head, all the term.
Yeah, but
they didn't turn on hot water.
He went to the mikvah on Rosh Hashanah before the kiyas. And he walked into shul, and I looked at my father, who was 6 years old, and I said, "He's dripping wet." You know, my father said he didn't use a towel. He put the clothes on a soaking wet body.
So some mikvahs they lower the temperature on Shabbos in order to show sensitivity to the halacha. The temperature during Shabbos is different than the temperature during the week. During the week they have one temperature. In Shabbos it's a little bit cooler. But the minig olam is to the makel. You're not going
to.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you use a dryer?
A dryer?
Yeah. No. Yeah. To make up, it will constantly.
Well, how are you going to turn it on when you're going to
leave it there like?
The hot air to come down. So how are you going to turn it on? On a clock, on a Shabbos clock.
They have ones that have this. It's the switch.
You're not allowed to activate it. Are you going when you moving
no,
in there?
No, it's on constantly.
On constantly?
Yeah.
You have such things?
Not very hot, but. Windows without bathrooms.
The problem is Chazal. You're right.
Windows
the halacha.
Without windows.
The problem is the halacha doesn't change. Even though today we have new technology, how we can dry ourselves and we don't need to come onto a towel, Chazal said you're not allowed to bathe.
You have paper towels.
Because if you bathe, paper towels also be mutter, right? But Chazal said if you bathe, bathing is us because of the schita. Oh, but Bisman Azeh, we're not going to use a towel, we'll use paper towels, which is mutter, or we'll use other technology, it doesn't matter. The halacha stays the same, even though the situation, the technology has changed. Sometimes you say this, and sometimes you don't say this.
You take medication. Friday reading.
What?
You shouldn't allow to be reading Friday.
Sometimes you right. So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? When do you say the halacha changes? When it does not change? This is the $6 million question. The $600,000 question is when does halacha change based upon the circumstances of the zman hazeh, and when does halacha remain the same? Let's go further. The chasav Rabbeinu Rabbi Yisrael said b'sivdal the Shabbos kodem atzoyim machre shas atzoyim chutz mitishvav. Now this is very halacha. You don't see this done today. The Shabbos. Before the fast day, the Shatz makes an announcement. Rabbi, I want to remind you all that this week is a fast day. Shavuos B'Tammuz is going to fall out on Tuesday. Just like they announced this Rosh Chodesh, they have Shavuos Nevarchim. So there's an obligation for the Shatz to make an announcement that Atzoim Chutz Mitisha B'Av, V'Tzom Yom Kippur, V'Tainis Esther, those things you do not need to announce. Why not? I don't know why not. Maybe because those things are well known. V'Simonech Aleph Chav Pei. Akef Olav Piu. Akef means I will force upon him. I'm not sure what it means, Akiv. Akiv means to, what? I think it means, it's a pasuk. I don't know what this pasuk means. Aleph stands for Av, Chaf stands for Kippur, and Pei stands for Purim. These three things you don't dare, you can keep your mouth quiet. Akiv Alapiv continually means, keep your mouth shut.
It's like the mala who strikes
your mouth.
Mouth.
Oh, okay. To strike your mouth. I will strike basically means keep your mouth shut. I'm going to silence your mouth. So the siman is Aleph Chaf Pei. In these 3 months, we silence the mouth of the Shliach Tzibor, Av, Kippur, and Purim. The Atam Yishun, the Eilu Gimel Atainis, Ein Tali Beratzen Tzibor. They're not totally in the Ratzon HaTzibor. What do we mean? It's not totally Avol Yud Zayin B'Tamuz V'Tzem Gedaldi Vav Yud B'Tevis Amr B'Gemar. I guess going back to the Iker Halacha. Since Me Iker Hadin, if we live during a time when it's not an Ace Tzara, and it's not a time of Sosain, then the Tzibor has a choice. It's their prerogative. They have a choice to decide if they want to fast or not. Ratzu Misanin, Loi Ratzu Ein Misanin. So Ratzu Misan, L'chein Lifa Machrizin, we make an announcement to Haroitzim, those who want should fast. L'chein Lifi Ma Dekayim Lon Da'ach, since Bizman Hazeh, we don't give people a choice, we fast. Ein Etel V'Ratzim, the Kvar, Kiblan Oleinu Ha'atay Nisim, L'chein Lifa Kosh Rabbeinu Arma, the Minuk Ashkenazim, Shaloi L'Hachriz. And that's exactly why we don't make the announcement, because since Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a choice, therefore it's no different Bizman Hazeh than Yom Kippur and Purim and Tisha B'Av. Shuv Echad Mehem, we don't announce Adkan Lashonim Mishum Yashav Ain Tali Beratzayim. It's not Tali in our Ratzon anymore. Okay, next time. Tavkuf Nun Alev Dina Yom Shabin Rosh Chosh Again Yelu Beherosel Shun Rosh Chosh La Av Vishu Shachal Tisha B'Av B'Soicha Tanan Mishilei Tainis Mishanichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha. When Av begins, we are Mematin B'Simcha V'Leperish Lonu Atayin B'Mematin. That tells us how should we be Mematin in Simcha. The Kosav, the Kvar Hitach Rambam. The Rambam already explained the Rambam, the Perikay Mitainis, the thing Kosav Harif, the Harosh, the Akavana, the Mematin, Kloimash, Lyasku, the Inyone Simcha Klal. We should not involve ourselves in matters of Simcha at all. The Chain Behechach Loimar, the Imlakain is a Shir Yeshla Miut. What Shir? Because you're going, Mimai doesn't mean to diminish. No, it's instead of the wedding, you have a wedding during the wedding, so instead of the wedding going until 3 o'clock in the morning, it'll go until 2 o'clock in the morning. Just imagine, instead of having a good piece of meat, ein simcha ella bebasar, so instead of having a piece of meat that cost $60, I'll buy the portion of meat that only cost $45. Okay, so, that's the meat. The niyat is, we'll have simcha, we're just going to mimayin how we do the simcha. Is that what it means? That's very possible. No, the word mimayin means zero. The word mimayin is not precise. It means don't just diminish from 100% to 80%. Go from 100% to zero. There are no weddings, period. There is no meat, period. There is no music, period. Don't just do less. Instead of having an orchestra of 10 instruments, have an orchestra of 5 instruments. No! 0 instruments. That's what it means, mematin. V'chein b'hechaz d'im lo, if you're not going to say this shot, if you're not going to say this, what it means, eiz ashir yesh l'hamiyot. How are we going to determine what's called the meat? We go about 20%, 10%, 15%. Ustama the simcha hu, what is simcha? So what are examples of simcha? Erisin b'seuda. Okay, we don't do it anymore, because Bizman HaZeh, the wedding is, it's a one-shot deal. It's erisin and esud, all packaged together. We're talking about Chazal, there were 2 weddings. There was the erisin, they made a seuda, and the chasn and kala go back home, they're not allowed to live together, and then they come back a year later, and they have the simchas nisun, when the chasn takes the kala into his home, and they recite the sheva bracha. So let's say having just the erisin, that is aser v'nisuin. A seuda, okay. Erisin b'seuda, it says, simcha hu, the erisin b'seuda. V'nisuin af b'loy seuda. Nisuin is also even without a seuda. Kimo b'chol ha-moyin, da'asudin b'chai gavno. It's also to have weddings on chol ha-moyin. Ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha, mishum simcha, k'ma shikosa b'simcha, tofkof b'membov. V'kachshin b'brais b'yivamis, the ma'arisin, you're allowed to have erisin, avoloy koinsin, but no, nisuin. The ain oisim sudas erisin, but even having erisin, you're not allowed to have a suda. V'chein du b'tur v'shochnor v'masha ramam lehizkir, zesamach ha-hachta cholamoid. What the Ramam did not mention with regard to with regard to the Tisha B'Av, with regard to Chodesh Av, he relied upon what he explained in Chol HaMoed, because in Chol HaMoed it's also to introduce other forms of Simcha. Shabiyashan, the Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha, the rules, the very interesting concept, very fascinating, the rules of A, that what you're not allowed to do on the 9 days, during the 9 days, is identical to the principle of Ein Ma'arvim Simcha B'Simcha.
No, it's just the definition of Simcha.
Right. Chol HaMoed is Simcha, so you may not introduce new forms of Simcha. Whatever is called an introduction of a new Simcha, violation of Chol HaMoed, is the Simcha that you're also not allowed to celebrate on during the 9 days. Next, also Lisa b'Cholamoid. Therefore, you're not going to get in Cholamoid. Apolo Su. That's why in Cholamoid you're not having the suin. The Apolo Su. The Erisin Mutter on Cholamoid you're not having an Erisin, provided the Erisin does not include a Suda. Avoloi Kesuda. The Kevin Shkasa Mematim b'Simcha. Once it's Mematim b'Simcha, Mameilo Yadinon. We Yodanu Shekein Hu Kumo b'Cholamoid. Once already we b'Simcha. We already know that we have the same. We follow the same pattern, the same rules as Cholamoid. Ois base, umikol makan. Divrei Harambam, chasedim, we're missing in the Rambam. The Rambam is not complete. Shaharei, b'yivam isham, shaninu b'shnei b'raisos, the mirosh chodesh arat hainis. Ha'im me'matim me'as, ha'om me'amatim me'askeim, miliso, militein, milivnos, milintoya, v'chulu. Not only are you have to be m'mayin in matters of simcha, you have to be m'mayin in business. Okay, so you might in your business deals of engaging in business transactions, building, construction, planting new trees, the hulu, the lama lohiske ze klal, the lama lohiske ze klal, the chenarif arosh lohiske ze, avlatuva shochanor kosus, the Rambam made no mention of being the might in business. However, in shochanor it's written, kosus ze kemoshi spar vyevsha loima, what's the lamas? Midishninu ha'om, mematin me'askem. V'loy shaninu osur lisei v'litein k'moy shaninu sham be'oyis abraisa shavu shachal b'oy tishabav b'soicha osur l'sapur l'chabes ayin sham. Since there, when the Rambam does indeed discuss what you're not allowed to do b'shavua shachal b'oy, the week of Tishabav itself, and the Rambam uses the word osur, and with regard to business, the word osur is not correct. The word is mimatin, to diminish. Shmamina de zerulav medina, it's not a halacha. This, that you should be memayit in your business transactions and construction and planting, that is not a halacha. That is nothing more than a custom. And the proof is, because when, if it would be a halacha, the terminology would be stronger. Ela shenohagu kein me'atzman ve'hecha de nohag nog ve'hecha de nohag nog. And when it comes to something which is only a custom, you can't force it upon the community. Only people who have the custom follow these rules. Those who do not, do not. Ulefi ze nicha. It is, we understand. Ma sheb is manenu einam yoidim yisur ze klal. No one heard of this. There's no such thing during the 9 days. People who are fortunate to have a job, don't hold back. There's no such thing as I work an hour less during the 9 days. It's all the same. You work. We never heard of such a halacha that during the 9 days you have to be memayit in your business. We plant the nitim construction of kvartamu hagadolim b'zeh, and therefore this is something which is they are tamu hagadolim b'zeh. They are not clear. They're in shock. They don't understand the difference. I guess they don't understand why is it that it's not mentioned. Why is it that we don't? It's not observed. And the answer is ul derein osa shaper. With my understanding, the Aruch HaShulchan, everything makes sense because it's not a halacha. It's nothing more than a minog. And when it comes to a minog, therefore, not everyone extends upon themselves to observe this minog. All right, we're going to stop over here with Izgim. We'll take a short break, and then we'll discuss a couple of very short things in the parasha. I don't have all that much to tell you, so we'll probably...